الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم All praise and all gratitude belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher. And greetings and salutations upon our noble master, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, man salla alayya salatan wahidatan sallallahu alayhi ashra. That person who recites one durood and salams upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless that person with 10 blessings. In one narration, it is mentioned that 10 of his sins also will be forgiven. And Allah Ta'ala will elevate his status in the Akhirat by tenfold also. For one durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we should make this a habit that on a daily basis, we send durood and salams upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And on the day of Yawmul Jumu'ah, we increase our salat and salams upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let us all recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. My dear respected ulama, ikram, brothers and friends in Islam, today, in today's times, nowadays, it's a common trend. We find that when any two persons meet, or when we meet at a walima or at some function, at some nikah, or unfortunately sometimes even at a janazah also, that this topic and this discussion always pops up at what's happening around the world globally. The problems and difficulties the ummah is facing throughout the world. Whether it's within our homes, whether it's within our locality, whether it's within our province, our country, nationally, internationally. That look at the economy of the country, the escalation of basic commodities. Look at the rise of crime. So these are the common topics that are always coming up when people are meeting and discussing. But we have to understand that just by talking about these problems, you will not resolve the problem. The solution to the problem is not to just talk about the problem. Yes, it is necessary, it is important that we talk about it. But this is not the solution to the problems. Otherwise, just by talking about the problem, comes like some news article that comes out today, some problem, something has happened, then people will talk, they will meet and will discuss the problem, they will talk about that issue, and then tomorrow some other article is published and that will be forgotten and something else will be new on the topic, on the agenda. So just by talking about this problem, it's not the solution to the problem. We find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran al-Kareem, Allah ta'ala speaks about the nations of the past, that what had happened to those nations. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the different nations of the past. And this history is not just for entertainment, for us to know the stories, what happened, but for us to take lessons. That what was the downfall of these nations? Allah Ta'ala speaks about the current situation of those nations at that time. That how they were enjoying the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the destructions of those nations. And Allah Ta'ala with that speaks about the cause of their destruction. In order for us to find the solution, we need to know the cause of the problem. So Allah Ta'ala, with the mentioning the destruction, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the cause of their destruction as well. We find Allah Ta'ala in Quran al-Majid speaks about the nation of Sabah. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the different ni'mats that they were enjoying from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَقَدَ كَانَ لِسَبَئٍ فِي مَسْكَنِهِمْ آيَةٍ جَنَّتَانِ عَنْ يَمِينِ وَشِمَالٍ قُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِ رَبِّكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لَهُ بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ وَرَبٌّ غَفُورٌ Allah Ta'ala speaks about this nation, that how they were enjoying the different ni'mats that Allah Ta'ala had blessed them. جَنَّتَانِ عَنْ يَمِينِ وَشِمَالٍ That there were orchards and there were gardens that were surrounding this nation. The land was very, very fertile. These were the great ni'mats that Allah Ta'ala had blessed this nation. It is mentioned that so fertile were these lands, and how much of abundance Allah Ta'ala had given this nation, that it is mentioned that if a person had to enter the garden from one entrance, and he had to walk through that garden with two baskets on his either side, and he had to exit that garden, then without him even plucking a single fruit, that garden, by the time he exits that garden, that baskets would be full of fruit. So much Allah Ta'ala had blessed this nation, that just brushing by, the fruit would fall into that basket. There was no need to even pluck the fruit. That's how much of abundance Allah Ta'ala had blessed this nation. Allah Ta'ala, further on, Allah Ta'ala explains that how this nation enjoyed the different risk and sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala had blessed the nation with regards to the environment. بَلَّةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ وَرَبٌّ غَفُورٌ. That the air and the environment of this place was so pure and was so clean also. This was a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because the environment was so pure, was so clean, the air was so pure, that this was in order, because of this, there was so much of abundance of risk and sustenance, and the orchards were flourishing as well. So this was a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Mufassirin have mentioned also that so pure was the environment in that area, that if a person had to come pass and had to travel through that area, through that town, through that city, and he was a traveler coming through that town, and perchance maybe some bug or some flea or some tick or some lice or insect has to accompany this person with him, and he has to walk through the city or through this town, then so pure was this town that because this insect came into contact with this pure air, this pure environment, it was so pure that this insect or this bug would die also. That's how pure was that environment. So Allah Ta'ala speaks about the current condition of that nation at the time. That how they had enjoyed the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the destruction of this nation. And Allah Ta'ala speaks of the cause of the destruction of this nation. فَأَعْرَضُوا. That they turned against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That they did not fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That they did not follow the Nabi of that time. And because they did not fulfill the commands of Allah, they did not follow the Nabi of that time, and this led to their destruction. This led to their destruction. This was the cause of this nation's destruction, that they did not fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we have to ask ourselves, that what is our current position today? That we are enjoying so many ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us look at ourselves, look at our surroundings, that how much of the ni'mats of Allah ta'ala we are enjoying. And what is our condition with regards to our relationship towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much of the commands and the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are we fulfilling? How much of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do we have in our life? So this was the same condition of these people. That they were enjoying the ni'mat of Allah, but they were not fulfilling the commands of Allah. So thereafter Allah ta'ala speaks about the destruction of this nation. فَأَعْرَضُوا فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَيْلَ الْعَرِمِ وَبَدَّلْنَاهُمْ بِجَنَّتَيْهِمْ جَنَّتَيْنِ ذَوَاتَيْ أُكُلٍ خَمْتٍ وَأَثْرٍ وَشَيْءٍ مِّنْ صِدْرٍ قَلِيلٍ ذَلِكَ جَزَيْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَفَرُوا وَهَلْ نُجَازِي إِلَّا الْكَفُورُ. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the destruction of this nation because they disobeyed and did not fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala had sent rats or mice, and because this place was a very lush and fertile place, fertile area, then they built huge dams where they had collected water for their irrigation purposes. And Allah Ta'ala had sent these rodents, these mice. And they were not aware of it, but these rodents and these mice were eating at the bottom of this dam, the wall of this dam. It was not visible to the eye, but these rodents and these rats were gnawing and they were eating away the wall of these dams at the bottom. And slowly it was becoming more weak and weak and weak. And eventually when rains and the floods had come and some rain had come, because the walls of this dam could not hold the water anymore, it burst its banks. And then this dam flooded that entire city. And this was the means of the destruction of this nation. That after that, nothing was growing in that area. Thorns and bushes were now growing. And those plants of fruit that bore fruit, they were sour and they were bitter, they could not consume it. So this led to the destruction of this nation. When they did not bring the laws and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into their lives. So we have to ask ourselves this question. First I have to ask myself this question, that how much of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have I brought into my life? And how much of the sunnah tariqah of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam I have in my life? I am enjoying the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how much of salah do I have in my life? Am I performing my 5 times daily salah in jamaat in the masjid? Or I'm just coming for my Jummah salah or for my Isha salah, etc. And Allah Ta'ala speaks about salah in Quran. Allah Ta'ala does not speak about Jummah salah or just Isha salah or 2 salahs in a day. But Allah Ta'ala speaks about establishing salah. Aqeemus salah. That we have to establish salah. That we have to bring salah into our lives 5 times daily salah. If zakat is due upon us, then are we fulfilling our zakat of this obligation? Or we are trying to find some loop and some way out of it? If hajj has become obligatory upon us, did we fulfill that right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So each one of us have to ask ourselves this question, that I am enjoying the ni'mat of Allah ta'ala, but am I fulfilling the commands of Allah ta'ala? Allah ta'ala speaks about in the Quran and Majid with regards to another nation, that how they were also enjoying the ni'mat of Allah ta'ala. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُتْمَئِنَّا يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِّن كُلِّ مَكَانٍ فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. That they too were enjoying the different ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala had been providing the rizq and sustenance from every direction it was coming to them. From every direction the rizq and sustenance was coming towards them. And Allah Ta'ala had given them security. رَغَدًا مِّن كُلِّ مَكَانٍ وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً. Safety, security, stability, peace, Allah Ta'ala had blessed this nation with. Today, each one of us, we are looking for this. We are looking for security in our country. We are looking for peace in our country. Allah Ta'ala had blessed this nation with these ni'mats. What great ni'mats these are. Peace and security. And Allah Ta'ala had blessed them with risk from every direction. These are great ni'mas to enjoy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But thereafter Allah ta'ala speaks about the cause of their destruction of this nation. فَكَفَرَتْ بِعَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. Here again they disobey, they do not fulfill the commands of Allah. And then Allah ta'ala speaks about the destruction of this nation also. When they did not fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they were ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were enjoying the ni'mas of Allah, but they were ungrateful to Allah. Then Allah ta'ala speaks about this nation's destruction also. فَكَفَرَتْ بِعَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ فَأَذَاقَهَ اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ. That Allah Ta'ala had clothed them with the garments of fear and poverty. With fear and poverty. Today we can see the condition. What's happening throughout the world. Everywhere we go we find this fear and this poverty. So Allah Ta'ala had sent this calamity upon this nation. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the cause of this calamity as well. That when we do not be grateful to Allah, we do not fulfill the commands of Allah, then this is the calamity that Allah Ta'ala sent upon this nation. That wherever they would go, they would have this fear and instability and fear of hunger in them. And Allah Ta'ala uses the words of libas. Allah Ta'ala had clothed them with the garments of fear and poverty. For us to understand that wherever a person goes, wherever he travels, wherever he is going, then his clothes have to accompany him. A person cannot go from A to B without his clothes. Wherever he goes, his clothes, his garment has to accompany that person. Today we are all sitting here, our clothes are with us. When we will leave also, our clothes will accompany us. So Allah Ta'ala uses this similarity, Allah Ta'ala says, that He has clothed them with the garment of poverty and fear. That wherever they would go, they would have fear in them and poverty with them. And we find today also, this is the same condition. That a person can be sitting in the Haram Sharif, the place where we know there's safety and security. He can be standing in front of the the house of Allah, Baytullah, the place where we're supposed to have peace and security and safety. He's standing around in front of the Kaaba, the Baytullah, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But yet his heart is still full with fear and insecurity. That what's happening at home? He's in front of Baytullah, but this is in his heart. This thought and this fear is passing through this person's heart. That is my business at home. Is it safe? Nobody must have broken into my business. Is my property safe? What's happening with my family at home? Are they safe? This fear is constantly with him. No matter where he may be. So this is one calamity and one azab that Allah Ta'ala sent upon this nation. When they disobeyed the command of Allah. When they did not bring the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their lives. So we have to ask ourselves, that are we fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Allah ta'ala speaks about the cause, and Allah ta'ala also speaks about the solution. Another incident is mentioned with regards to the Bani Israel, that the solution to our problems is to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make tawbah and istighfar and fulfill the commands of Allah. The solution to all our problems lies in this. That Bani Israel, once many Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam were sent to this qawm Bani Israel, to this nation of Bani Israel. And one of the Anbiya that was sent to Bani Israel was Hazrat Daniel alayhi salatu wa salam. He was a Nabi of Allah. It's a very lengthy incident. But this nation also at that time were enjoying the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the ni'mats of Allah they were enjoying. They had wealth, they had property, they had rizq, sustenance. And they were living in the lap of luxury. And the Nabi of Allah at that time was constantly reminding them of fulfilling their obligations towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fulfilling the rights of the Nabi of that time. But they were engrossed in these ni'mats and these bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they were so engrossed that they forgot to fulfill the commands of Allah. Then Allah ta'ala sent His punishment and the calamity upon this nation. And Allah ta'ala sends His calamity in different ways. At that time there was a king, was an oppressor. His name was Bukhtanasr. And nevertheless, he saw the wealth of the Bani Israel and he had waged war against them. And he had killed about 70,000 of the Bani Israel and 70,000 were taken as prisoner. When they were disobeying Allah, when they did not bring the commands of Allah into their lives. Nevertheless, the lengthy incident, the same very king after some time, he had imprisoned 70,000 including the Nabi of Allah of that time. After some time, the same very king was an oppressor. He sees, he has a dream. And when he gets up in the morning, he cannot remember the dream, but it was a very, very frightening dream. He calls all his people, all his astrologers and his jadugars, and he tells them, now I need you all to explain to me first, to tell me what did I dream last night, and give me the interpretation of the dream as well. So they ask him and they tell him that what did you dream? Tell us and we'll give you the best of interpretations. So he replies and he tells them, I cannot remember my dream. I have forgotten my dream. They reply and they tell him that if you forgot your dream, then how is it possible for us to give you the interpretation of the dream? If you relate to us the dream, we'll be able to tell you the best of interpretations. So the king being a king, so he tells these people that I am the one that is paying your salary. And you are the people that were claiming that you have knowledge of the unseen. That you have knowledge of everything. And I am paying you all. Now you need to tell me what I dreamt last night and also give me the interpretation. Now they were in problem. And further to add fuel to that fire, to that fuel, tells them that I give you all 3 days and within 3 days you'll need to tell me my dream and the interpretation as well. Otherwise, I will behead all of you all. So obviously this is a big problem for them. Nevertheless, the news before this, when Hazrat Daniel alayhi salatu wasalam was in prison with this Bani Israel, then he had told the Bani Israel that this is the result and the consequences of your disobedience towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In prison, he had told the Bani Israel that because you did not fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you were enjoying the ni'mat of Allah ta'ala, the consequences of this, the result of that is today is you are in prison. And you are going through these difficulties. So he tells them in the prison that make tawbah, make istighfar, turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned that entire prison now became a place like a khanka, where the people started now turning towards Allah, making dua, making istighfar, making tawbah, and fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the prison now. So they had changed their condition and they had changed their ways. And then thereafter this king had seen this dream. That how Allah ta'ala works, that same very king who had imprisoned the Bani Israel and killed 70,000 of the Bani Israel, when Allah Ta'ala now changes the heart of that king now. Nevertheless, this king sees his dream, and Allah Ta'ala sends wahi and sends the dream to Hazrat Daniel alayhi salatu wasalam with the interpretation. So the king calls for Hazrat Daniel alayhi salatu wasalam and he tells him that I've heard that you know the dream, you can relate the dream to me and the interpretation as well. So a lengthy incident, Hazrat Daniel alayhi salatu wasalam, explains the dream to the king, and he gives the interpretation also of the dream to the king, and the king acknowledges that, correct, this is the dream that I dreamt last night, and this is also the interpretation. And now with izzat and with honor, he releases the Bani Israel. He gives them hadiyah upon hadiyah, gifts, and with honor and with izzat and with respect, now he sets them free. When they turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they made tawbah and they made istighfar, and they repented and they turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that same very king who had oppressed them, Allah ta'ala uses that same king now to give them izzat and honor and set them free. So we too also, we have to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to make tawbah and istighfar. Allah ta'ala is waiting for us to turn back to Him. A mu'min and a believer does not become despondent in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what the sin a person may have committed, but if he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will forgive him. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. That those who have committed oppression upon themselves, that we have committed sins, we have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. That we should not become despondent in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is waiting to forgive us. إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. That Allah ta'ala forgives every sin of a person, provided we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many incidents in the life of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that no matter what they had done, Hazrat Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala an is a perfect example. Before accepting Islam, we all know what he had done and how much of pain he had caused to the Nabi of Allah. That he had killed the uncle, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala an. He had killed the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he had not just killed him anyhow, but the body of the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was mutilated to such an extent that the body was open and the organs of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala was removed. To such an extent, one is battle, a person kills someone is battle, we understand. War is taking place. People will lose their lives. But one is to go beyond that and to mutilate the body of the beloved uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What pain it had caused to the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala an was responsible for this. Yet at the time of the conquest of Makkah, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had conquered Makkah several years later, and now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes to Makkah, Hazrat Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu realizes that I am finished. And he flees Makkah. He runs to a place of Hims, hundreds of miles away from Makkah. Far away, because he knows today I'm going to be finished. That I had caused so much of pain to the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What is my condition today? Nevertheless, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is for us to understand that how Allah ta'ala is willing to forgive a person. No matter what he committed in his life, what wrong actions he may have committed, but if he turns to Allah, Allah is ready to forgive. This Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala has caused so much of pain to the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet Allah ta'ala is ready to forgive him. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends a person to him, travels all the way, over hundreds of miles, to Wahshi, inviting him towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When this person comes to Wahshi and tells him that I've been sent by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to invite you towards Islam, so he tells him that how surprising that yesterday you were the very same person that was saying that I'm going to be destroyed and my abode is Jahannam. يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَخْلُدُ فِيهِ مُهَانًا. But this double adab, those who have committed zina, those who have committed shirk and kufr, all these people, for them is a double azab. I have committed zina, I have committed shirk, kufr, and I have committed murder as well. That this is my end result. And today you are telling me to accept Islam. How is it possible? What will be my condition? So this person returns and he goes back to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, travels all that distance back. And he tells Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that this is the reply of Wahshi. That what guarantee does he have? That he has committed all these crimes in his life. That he has committed murder. He committed kufr and shirk. All these crimes he has committed. Quran speaks about these crimes. What will be his condition on the day of Qiyamah? Allah Ta'ala sends ayat of the Quran and Majeed. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. That go back and tell Wahshi that those who make tawbah, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ they bring iman وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا and they do good a'mal. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Allah Ta'ala will convert their evil and bad action to good a'mal and good deeds. He goes back, he travels all that distance back to Wahshi. And he tells Wahshi, these are the ayat that Allah Ta'ala had received. Then Wahshi replies and says, still, but there's condition here. I have no guarantee and no certainty. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَا فَبْرِنْ إِمَانَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. But after bringing iman, I have to do a'mal salihah. I got no guarantee that after I bring iman, whether I will do a'mal salihah. There's no guarantee I will do a'mal salihah. So he returns, he travels back to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he tells Nabi sallam that Wahshi has said this. There's no guarantee still in this ayat. But I have no guarantee and assurance that I will do good a'mal after I bring iman. Huh? Allah Ta'ala thereafter sends ayat again. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. That go back and tell Wahshi that إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Besides kufr and shirk, Allah Ta'ala forgives every other sin whichever Allah Ta'ala wishes and desires. Allah Ta'ala forgives whomsoever He wishes and He desires, Allah Ta'ala forgives them. Comes back, travels all that way, that distance back to Wahshi, and he tells Wahshi that these are the ayat that Allah has revealed. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah Ta'ala forgives every other sins, whatever Allah Ta'ala wishes. He says, here too there's a condition. That if Allah Ta'ala wishes to forgive, Allah will forgive. If Allah doesn't wish, Allah will not forgive. What guarantee and certainty do I have that Allah wishes to forgive me after this? It travels back to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala reveals these verses of ayat. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. That tell Wahshi that Allah Ta'ala forgives all sins. With no conditions attached. All we have to do is lift our hands and make tawbah, make istighfar, and fulfill the rights of Allah and follow the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Ta'ala is waiting for us to turn, to make tawbah and make istighfar. And this is the solution to our problems. Whatever difficulties is going around, whether it's poverty, whether it's instability, insecurity, whatever it is, fear, it lies, the solution lies in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To make tawbah and istighfar and to fulfill the commands of Allah and follow the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us tawfiq to fulfill all the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us not be selective. The year is coming to the end. People are making new resolutions. People are making decisions in their life. What we're going to do next year. Let us also make decisions in our life with regards to our akhirat. And with regards to our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That from today, I will fulfill all the commands of Allah, starting with my salah. The new year is starting. Let my year start with 5 times daily salah. Not one salah, not Jummah salah. But 2020 will be a year that I performed every salah of mine with Jamaat in the masjid. All of us, let's make this niyat intention. And Allah Ta'ala promises those people who establish the salah, Allah Ta'ala promises them Jannatul Firdaus. وَالَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ. Allah Ta'ala promises and makes them the inheritors of Jannatul Firdaus, those who establish the salah. So let us make this promise and this wa'ada with ourselves and with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That a starting point is I perform my 5-time daily salah with Jamaat. Allah Ta'ala grant each one of us tawfiq to make amal wa akhru da'wan. Alhamdulillah.